Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You know, we have to get conspiratorial, and we look at the Iran-Contra. The CIA was trading drugs with Nicaraguans for guns. We were giving them guns, and then they were taking that cocaine, and they were flying it into Mena, Arkansas, which Bill Clinton happened to be the governor of that state. And they were taking those drugs, and they were putting them in Florida. They were putting in California, Freeway, Ricky Ross. So they created the crack epidemic. So the people, the same people that did that, they're creating the problems that we have today. So it's just a new drug for a new era.
I mean, I grew up in a world where, and I, speaking for myself, I actually believe that conspiracy theories were the way that dumb, uninformed people explained a complex world.
Yeah.
You couldn't understand what was actually happening, you resorted to a conspiracy theory, and that was a mark of a low IQ.
Of course.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Now, I always think this. The more informed, the smarter the person, the more likely they are to be connecting the dots that you're connecting. So you grew up in a world where people just like assumed that the system was not on the level, I think.
Well, it's called cognitive dissonance. It's like, you know, the government is, you know, has done corrupt stuff. You know, there's classified levels of intelligence that you'll never be a part of. But you have cognitive dissonance thinking that the government has your back. They don't. It's a personal people control system. They want you to control us. And that's one of the biggest parts of why they want to keep you depressed. Because, Tucker, when you're constantly depressed, you're in what is called fight or flight. So your hormone response is constant cortisol. And that's why Brian Stelter, those guys, they constantly have the ticker on CNN. How many people die, how many people die. Because people get addicted to that hormonal response. And once you're in that fear state of fight or flight, you can't see the forest for the tree right in front of your face.
Yes.
So then they can literally, like a dog with a treat, they can make you do whatever you want. And that treat is just more trauma, what I call trauma-based mind control, just more fear tactics in order to control you. So that's what's happening now, is the mainstream media uses fear to control us. And that's the same mechanism that the government uses.
I couldn't agree more.
Since you mentioned the Great Reset and the War for the World that you champion, and I really appreciate you reading it, it's mainly, it was easy to write, it's their quotes, it's their battle plan. What if people would have read Mein Kampf that Hitler wrote? Everything he said in the book, he did. Well, this is their Mein Kampf. This is their admissions right here. This is their confessions. That's why I call it the blueprint of the Death Star.
No, listen, here's the beauty of the book. You actually quote them at length. You take a couple of the top books, you take a couple of the top thinkers, you tie it all together, and this is what people have to understand. Look, once you read this, you'll understand what we're up against, okay? You'll understand exactly what this apparatus, you know, what Alex calls it, the Death Star. But you understand what we're up against, and we're not going to back off this. We can't back off it. The United States is actually the centerpiece of this battle, because they understand, just like in the Revolutionary War, if they can take the liberty and freedom of American citizens, they can take it anywhere. And that's why you have to fight back. And by the way, Alex, I not just read it. I tell everybody, get a pen. I always get my great pens here. I had my pen, and I'm underlining everything. And here's the beauty of it. You footnote everything. This is not Alex Jones's opinions. What Alex Jones's team has done is pull it all together. It's all referenced right there. You can go to a footnote. I know you've got an online site about it, too. That's why I think Tony Lyons, the guys at Skyhorse, did such a great job. But listen, once you read this book, you understand why the Alex Joneses and the Steve Bannons are not going to back off. There's all kind of other things we could do. There's all kind of other things Trump could do. There's all kind of other things Tucker Carlson could do. We're all in this fight.
Get your signed copy of the number one book in America and help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset in the War for the World by Alex Jones. Available exclusively right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Globalists are bombarding us with propaganda and with spiritual warfare and with poisons and chemicals added to the food. It's all come out. And they're doing that not because we're weak, but because we're made in the image of God, the Creator, and we are powerful. And the social engineers fear that so much. So that's why I repeat that famous internet saying that nobody knows who first came up with, but boy, is it true. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They need all their propaganda and all their lies and all their evil and all their cultural death because they know we are strong. And they know in the end they signed on the God of this world, who is a loser. And that's why it's so important that everybody keep InfoWars in the air now more than ever. Because even if you don't believe in God, what the globalists are manifesting and setting up is satanic. And we are opposing the one world government and the mark of the beast they just announced. It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year. And I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. But it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, Dr. Peter McCullough, out of all the great scientists and researchers out there, I can say is a leading person having the biggest effect exposing this. And he said you need to get Michael Hamilton and Dan Watkins on the show. And so we have Michael Hamilton in studio. We're very blessed and flattered that he came here to be with us. And we have Dan Watkins. We also appreciate joining us via Skype. But these are the guys, it's not getting a lot of media attention, but it's huge, that have the big lawsuits going in California over Remdesivir, which they knew didn't help people and turn their kidneys and other organs off. And so this is a whole other layer of Fauci and the stock he owns, what Senator Rand Paul brought up 2 days ago in those hearings. And so I think the best thing to do in the rest of the hour is for me to just try to shut up and let real experts, attorney Michael Hamilton and attorney Dan Watkins, who are at the tip of the spear, tell us who you are and what's happening and why this is so important.
Thank you, Alex. I'll just lead in. I'm a small two stoplight town attorney from Kentucky. But Dan Watkins and I have seen these Remdesivir protocols happening around the country. And I want to describe them a little bit. We filed a lawsuit, three lawsuits, in Fresno, California, to try to hold these hospitals accountable and to try to bring awareness to this issue because it's happening. The protocol is almost the same in every hospital all around the country.
Yeah, the UN sets the protocol, like Facebook said in Congress. Oh, we take medical orders from the UN.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, so we just the basic protocol as I see it happening everywhere. It's happening in my state. It's happening. I've got calls in from at least 25 different states. Somebody goes into the hospital, and it could be for almost anything, and the hospital just tells them they have COVID pneumonia. A lot of times they ask them if they've been vaccinated, and that I'm not sure why they ask that, but I think I have some ideas. But they then tell them they have COVID pneumonia, and they isolate them. They put them in the ICU. They take their family away from them.
Mm.
They put an oxygen machine on their face, a BiPAP machine, and they turn it up to high levels, which makes it hard for them to breathe. These folks will try to take it off, and so they'll zip tie their hands to the bed rails. They bring in a psychiatrist who diagnoses them as agitated, and then they give them morphine and a whole handful of other kind of sedatives.
So basically, this is euthanasia.
It is absolutely. They refuse to give them food or water. The Remdesivir shuts down their kidneys. They flood them with all kinds of other drugs, many of them contraindicated for use with Remdesivir. And Remdesivir, I'm sure that your listeners probably know.
Oh,
that.
I remember when they were first giving an emergency approval, they said it wouldn't work and would shut off the kidneys. So, again, the cold-bloodedness, I mean, this is so cold-blooded. Obviously, your lawsuit wants to find out who creates the protocols, why is it the same, why is this happening. This is so organized, whether you're in Kentucky or New York or Texas or California.
That's right, absolutely. Remdesivir was tested a few years ago in these Ebola trials, and 53.1% of everybody they gave it to died. They pulled it from the trial and banned it from further use. Too poisonous to give to people. Then they went before the CDC, a panel. Nine of the panelists who were seeking that EUA approval, emergency use authorization, were from the NIH. And nine of them had financial ties to Gilead Sciences, who is the maker of the drug Veklury, commonly known as remdesivir. And since then, since the Ebola trials, the WHO, the World Health Organization, did a very large study, and they concluded that remdesivir does nothing to help anybody with COVID and should never be given to anybody with COVID. Yet it's being given all over the United States, along with this protocol that's designed to starve people to death, shut down their kidneys, give them, you know, acute renal failure, fill their lungs up with fluids. And when you say, when families say, hey, let's give them some food and water, they say, well, no, we can't put more fluid in them. Their lungs are filling up. Well, their lungs are filling up because of the remdesivir. And without the food and the water and without any human contact, they're shut down, they're strapped down, they're, and then they're just starved to death.
And similarly, in England, they do this too, but they also gave them that euthanasia drug they use for lethal injection, which it says you don't give somebody that have breathing problems. I mean, this looks pretty damn premeditated, Michael.
It looks really premeditated, and it's been financially incentivized in ways that most people can't even believe. For example, in California, there are three categories of treatment for a hospital. You either treat somebody that has COVID as an outpatient. And if you do, then the average charge rate is about $3,200. Or you bring them in and you treat them as a non-complex inpatient, and then the average charge rate goes up to $111,000 and change. But if you treat them as a complex, and complex is defined as you've either intubated them or you've put them in the ICU, either one or both, now it becomes complex, and the average charge rate jumps up to $450,000 and change.
So this is a $400,000 death bounty.
Well, plus they get a 20% bump through Medicare if they offer remdesivir to the exclusion of any other remedy. If they don't give ivermectin, they have to exclude it. So they have to say remdesivir is your only hope. And if they do that, the government gives them 20% on the entire stay, which at $450,000 charge rate is another $90,000, roughly.
So this makes Vioxx blush.
Yes.
Please continue.
So, and on top of those financial incentives, we know that with the original CARES Act, anybody who got the word COVID on their death certificate in California, the state of California gets an extra $147,000 on top of all the other incentives that we talked about.
Is there any particular group they're targeting? We know the ventilators and stuff in New York and remdesivir, they targeted old people. Is there a particular group they're targeting?
I would say, and maybe Dan can speak to that a little bit, but I don't see a particular group at this time. We may find some things out through discovery, and we expect to learn again.
Because we had a New York nurse on, she said it's going to be totally healthy, but they were homeless. They just grab them, strap them down, give them remdesivir, and kill them.
We've seen them strap people down and kill them when they from all walks of life and all different ages.
That happened to Alex Stein's mother. They strapped her down, wouldn't let him see her, gave her remdesivir, killed her.
Same protocol, same talking points all the way around the country. It's happening everywhere, Alex.
Wow. Let's bring Dan Watkins in. We got 3 minutes to break. Kind of give us your opening statement here, Dan.
Sure, you bet. Yeah, with respect to what's going on, you hit it on the head in terms of this is coming from above, because I've been doing medical and dental malpractice defense work for 30 years in California. And what's supposed to guide the healthcare providers is the standard of care practiced among healthcare providers, right? And when you look at these protocol, this protocol, one protocol being implemented across the board, in the fashion that Michael just described, in a way that's designed to really kill the patient, there's no way this could be the standard of care. No practitioner could look at this and say this is the viable standard of care when we know we have alternative methods of care such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, way more efficacious. So somebody's pulling the strings on this and calling the use of remdesivir, and it's beyond the standard of care. Peter McCullough, he hits this right square every time. Doctors need to exercise their own judgment, and they're not. Their judgment's being replaced by somebody somewhere. It's not the WHO. I mean, it could be a group of them, but they'll look to, well, it's the CDC, it's the FDA, it's the WHO, it's the NIH. They're calling the ball. That's not what's supposed to dictate how a provider works.
Exactly. They all point fingers at each other.
Yeah, and it's not me. I'm following the guidance from the CDC. I'm following the guidance from the NIH. I'm following the guidance from wherever. But that's not how it's supposed to work. And the fact that it's not working where the doctor's using their own independent judgment, they're replacing and then they're replacing the patient's decisions with their decisions, something's up, and that's what we're filing these cases for, to try and get to the bottom of it, because it's important. And these are not exaggerations. It's the same protocol. I don't know how many states.
I know three people who had healthy family members that they put on Remdesivir that were dead in 2 weeks.
Yep. We have thousands of emails and calls since we did our press conference a week ago. Thousands from across the country. Same result. And young people, healthy people. And then I think the last person I would say, if there was any group that was targeted, it's the unvaxxed. As soon as they know you're unvaxxed, you are immediately moved into this protocol, and your care is put down on the back burner, and no one pays attention to you until you're done.
Wow, so that's bioethical eugenics targeting.
It's from the stories we're hearing, and it's over and over. And it's not just California and Fresno. It is Kentucky, Florida, Michigan, Connecticut, Vermont, Texas, you name it. The same thing. I'm unvaxxed, boom, right into the protocol. Get them intubated.
All right. Dan Watkins, attorney. Michael Hamilton, attorney. Highly recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough, the guys that filed the big suit. So blessed to have you. So huge to have you guys here in studio. We're going to come back and just let you guys roll this out, because this is genocide. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, I'm not at liberty to tell you one crew member whose mother died after they gave a rundown of his marriage. And I'm not at liberty, I'm not going to get into family that died when they gave it to him. But Alex Stein, who's huge and a great guy from Dallas, his mother was healthy. They put her on it. It killed her. He's hosting next Tuesday while I'm in Connecticut. And our guest, Michael Hamilton, is going to be here in Austin. Until then, he'll be in studio actually with one of our co-hosts whose mother died. That's how big this is. And it's ongoing, and it's a silent operation that's happening. So Dan Watkins or Michael Hamilton, the key lawyers, taking action against this, thank God. Who wants to go first and just lay out the next phase of this?
I'll let Dan speak to the next phase.
Yeah, Dan.
Yeah, I can jump in. I think the next phase we're in it right now, and that's bringing awareness to what's going on. You've identified it there, Alex. People don't know. They go to the hospital. They have no idea. They're told remdesivir is the treatment of choice. They submit, and then they die. We want people to know how bad it is. So when they get there, they say, do not do this. I do not want remdesivir. And that's part of why we filed the lawsuits. And I'll say on behalf of the clients, in large part, that's what they want. They just want people to be aware. They want also people to be aware of other treatments that can be used and to call for those. But then when they go and administer this poison without the consent, and in some cases, they actually administer it over the objection of the patient, we want those people to be held accountable. So right now, we've got the complaint filed. We're going to wait for the answers from the three different hospitals and the healthcare providers. And then we're going to jump into discovery, and we're going to get after it. We're going to dig into what's involved in the financial incentives. We're going to dig into the protocol and where it came from and how they can equate it with the standard of care. We're going to dig into the actual process occurs when these people are given remdesivir, and a 21-year-old, one of the decedents in our cases, can be perfectly healthy and die within 9 days. We're going to get into that, and we're going to
exploit. Same thing, Alex Stein's mom, dead within, I think you said, 8-9 days.
Yeah, it's insane. I think we just got to go back to the idea that this is not an exaggeration. This is not hyperbole. These are exactly the same cases across the country, and the numbers are astounding, and the calls that come in, the heartbroken hearts. I mean, it's just crazy that Americans are under this at this time. And it just goes back to somebody's in control, calling the ball and taking away our rights to decide what we're going to do in terms of medical care for our own bodies. And Michael and I are going to fight like crazy to put a stop to it. Because ultimately, this lawsuit and the desires of the patients and the plaintiffs that we're working with is to stop the use of remdesivir. It needs to stop. And that's ultimately the goal. So as long as we can bring awareness to it, people can say no, they can object and resist, hopefully we can bring down the use quite a bit and stop.
Well, yeah, this is the legal system being used for what it's supposed to be, not suppress free speech, not to destroy people, but to save lives. And, again, it's formulaic. All over the Western world, they're following the same formula, even though, again, day one, they said it would cause this. This is... And like Rand Paul said 2 days ago with Fauci, he said, we're going to find out with your medical recommendations across the board who's getting paid.
Yeah, and that's where Michael comes in terms of digging in on these financial incentives. His expertise in this, his exposure to this type of stuff over the years, that's really number one. It's up high on the list. There's a lot of things we want to accomplish, but the idea that this type of treatment is incentivized, and it's incentivized even further by the death of the patient, is abhorrent. And we got to get to the bottom of that.
What's the best place for people to visit? We got 30 minutes, 35 minutes left, but everybody needs to flood the zone with your press conference, flood the zone with your lawsuits, flood the zone, and pay attention to what you're doing, because this is a silent holocaust that you're raising the alarm on.
One other thing we're trying to do is bring awareness of this issue to other attorneys across the country that have a love for the Lord and want to do good for people, and take the skills that they've learned over the years and fight for this same cause. We're hoping to develop in this a template, so to speak, how to go about filing lawsuits to make it easier, and then to help people if they need help in medical malpractice. We have a growing pool of experts that are assisting us and will assist us across the country. So one of the things that we really need to have, though, are attorneys. Michael and I can only file so many suits, and we really hope out of that that we can get people, attorneys that love the Lord and want to do good, to get involved in this fight.
So we're also in need of raising funds. I'll just tell you that. We have created a Give, Send, Go. Is it all right for me to speak about
that?
Please
do, yeah.
So we have, because these families have, everything's been taken from them. They're grief-stricken. They don't have, these are just regular people. You know, like a lot of us, they live from paycheck to paycheck, many of them, and they don't have the money to fund this kind of an effort. The discovery costs are going to be really high. We're so blessed to have a number of doctors, including Dr. McCullough, donating their time to serve as our...
In fact, you've only raised a few thousand dollars. You guys need to raise millions of dollars, not just the 100-something thousand you need to raise. These wars cost millions of dollars, and the globalists just think we're stupid. They think you just get away with this, they can just carry this out. This is just, I couldn't think of more important work. So what's the Give, Send, Go for folks that donate?
It is www.givesendgo.com/Fresno Remdesivir Death. That will take you directly to our Give, Send, Go. We just set it up a few days ago, and we already have people giving small amounts here and there, but we really need to get some traction there for the sake of these people and really for the sake of everybody, Alex, because with a victory here, as we get into discovery, I think we're going to learn more about the financial incentives. I know of some of the financial incentives, and I laid those out a minute ago, but I think we're going to discover much more that we can't even see. I think we're at the tip of the iceberg. We're certainly at the tip of the spear, and if we have a victory, what we discover in this case is going to benefit other attorneys all around the country as they attack this thing.
I mean, I can't think of a more important area for people to donate. How do they do it again?
It's givesendgo.com/Fresno Remdesivir Death.
You know, I've got thousands of questions, but just continue, Michael and Dan.
Well, I want to tell you a story about a nurse in Kentucky. This is how I really got my initial awareness. I got a call from a group of nurses, and they said they're putting this nurse to death in the hospital with remdesivir, and she was a 26-year-old pediatric nurse in that hospital. She went in for bronchial pneumonia, which she gets just about every year, and she went in to get hydrated and treated, and she told them she did not want remdesivir. And they said, well, let's just get you hydrated, sweetie. And they hung a bag of remdesivir on her and told her it was hydration. Then they shut the door and refused to let anyone come in for the next 9 hours. In the morning, she was very dehydrated, and they said, oh, you're dehydrated. She said, well, I've been calling for help all night. I'm so thirsty. And they said, well, let's get you hydrated right now. And they put another bag of remdesivir on her, shut the door, locked her in for another 9 hours. I drove to that hospital, and I began to ask them. She signed a power of attorney. She was very lucid, and she did not want the remdesivir. And so I said, I need to see a list of all the medications you have her on. They said, well, that's not the way we do it anymore. When she's discharged, we'll give her a list, and she'll be able to see everything we gave her. I said, no, she's a free American, and she gets to have input about what you're giving her. She has a right to refuse medication. She has the right to ask for things if she thinks she needs them. And so for the next 13 hours, they stonewalled me. Well, the doctor's coming. And I patiently endured the stonewalling. At the end, I called up the CEO of the hospital, and I said, you've got a big problem down here in this room, and if you call me back, it's going to get exponentially worse. You need to get out of your blankety-blank chair and come down here and deal with the situation. 3 minutes later, I was surrounded by security. The head nurse said to them, this man's been interfering with us all day. He won't let our nurses do it.
Let's hear what happened when we come back. It's an organized plan all over the country and all over the world. Who is running this extermination operation? Stay with us.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now number one in the world.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Vitamin D, the vitamin C.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And they got their emergency approval for Remdesivir. Not Regeneron, not the monoclonal antibodies, but this chemical drug that killed 50-plus percent of people they gave it to in previous studies for viral infections. They knew this. Remdesivir fails to prevent COVID-19 deaths in huge trial and causes deaths, but they're still giving it. They're still doing it under a directive by the big hospital chains that are making money because the federal government incentivized $400,000+ if you did it to put somebody on a ventilator, over $100,000 total after it all. So this is a pre-planned operation. You were telling the story, Michael Hamilton, lawyer, filing these lawsuits with Dan Watkins and others. You're traveling the country now exposing it and trying to save lives. Finish the story of the nurse and you're talking to the CEO of the hospital system in Kentucky.
So after the 13 hours of grinding, just trying to find out what medicine she was on, I had a power of attorney. I was also her attorney, in fact. And they surrounded me with security guards, and so the nurse started saying that I wasn't letting them do their job. I was going in and out of a COVID ward without protective equipment.
That's another thing. They locked up the nursing homes, the hospitals, keep family and attorneys away so they can do their special work.
That's right.
All over the country, the same protocol, same thing in the UK. Who set this protocol? Sorry, it's just so obvious.
No, it is obvious, and we're determined to get to the bottom of who set the protocol. After she described all these things that I had supposedly been doing, I said to the security guards, I said, look, gentlemen, this dear nurse here is lying to you through her teeth. I have stood here, and in this same calm voice, I have asked her to tell me what medicine she's giving my client. And we know that she's trying to kill my client with remdesivir, which my client has said she doesn't want. And I said, we're not going to have a wrestling match here. But as I was talking to him, I was dialing 911. I got the local police on the line, and I said, we got an attempted murder going on right here in this room, in this hospital, and I need some troopers here right now. They escorted me out of the hospital, and I've been banned from returning, but the police did come. And after four policemen, including a sergeant and the doctor and the nurse, converged in that room, they agreed to stop the remdesivir, but they told this nurse, and this is what they tell everybody. They say, if you leave the hospital against medical advice, your insurance is not going to cover it. Now, I don't know that that's true. We're going to find out. But I don't know, sitting right here today, that that's true. I suspect it isn't. But they're being told that everywhere. And so, you know, people are afraid. It's a lot of money.
And again, you're all over the country. The same story. Somebody wrote the whole protocol of how to lock people out, how to give them the drug, how to scare people. I mean, who wrote this battle plan? I keep obsessing on that. But so what happened to the poor lady?
And we need to, because it's verbatim. I'm hearing the same script everywhere. I've got it on tape. I've got it from multiple hospitals in multiple states, and they're saying the same thing.
Well, that's the key to the conspiracy right there.
Yeah. Yep.
So what happened?
So she was afraid to leave, and they told her, you're going to have to be intubated. She said, I don't want to be intubated. And they said, well, you're not vaccinated, so you're going to have to be. Exactly what they told her, and 4 days later, she died in the ICU.
And they got even more federal bonuses for the intubation.
That's right.
My God, this is paid for murder. So tell us who her name and who she was so we can memorialize her.
I don't have permission from the family to.
Oh, I understand. Okay.
So I have to protect her privacy. Her family, I would
but
love
you
to.
But you filed the suit for 14 families that are public now.
Yes, that's right. 14 families in Fresno, California had the courage. A lot of families are so grief stricken, they can't endure the publicity of going forward with a lawsuit. But
well, yeah, you don't expect a hospital to kill you. You expect a thug to do it.
That's right. That's right. People are. We're used to going to the hospital again for really minor things, and they're being put to death. The average time to death is 9 days, but some of these people didn't get killed that quickly. They were tortured for 30, 40, one of them for 56 days. Family,
wow.
No family, a room with no pictures, hands tied down.
Wow.
You know, just...
This is beyond North Korean torture.
Yeah. It's
I can't even believe this. I appreciate your courage even face this, because most people face pure evil. They run away from it because it's too hard to believe. Dan Watkins, what should people know about this Holocaust?
Well, we've hit on so many issues. I think that it's just the beginning is what I would tell people. This isn't going to be the last time that some type of horrible protocol is unleashed on the American people. We started it with the mandates for the supposed vaccine. And they compelled people, and they used all sorts of misleading information and misguided information to convince people to take the vaccine. They want to control people in the way that they handle their own medical care. The idea that they can remove medical autonomy from the individual and then from society in general is something that I think is behind all of this. And because of that, it's not the last time we're going to see this type of protocol happen. And so what we need is for people to understand that this is not some one-off. This is not some mistake by a random hospital in the middle of, you know, Central Valley, California. This is a coordinated effort to take away the rights of people and to impose somebody's will in terms of their medical care on them. And so people need to be aware this is happening. It will continue to happen. They need to say no to those types of protocols when they go to the hospital. They need to be aware that they could be.
This is a coordinated agenda, and I agree with you, a total test case.
100%. I mean, I think that the mandate on the vaccine, the supposed vaccine, was the tester of the tests, and now they've amped it up a bit. And now we're going to see more and more of this type of stuff. New vaccines going to be pushed out, new types of treatment for the vaccine that doesn't help, and it's going to be all directed, and they're going to have one choice, and that's it. And they're going to do it to take people out. And it's unbelievable to me that it's happening, but it's clear that it is happening at some level above the medical provider, because this is not the standard of care. It can't be the standard of care to provide a patient poison that has got a greater chance of killing them than it does helping them.
That thing is A1. Let me just add this. We already see hospitals around the world, not just here, who's directing the same policy to deny organ transplants or not give medical treatment or not give cardiac treatment or not even let you in if you've not been injected or fire their employees. So we and you bring up across the board with your plaintiffs and your research that it's unvaccinated that are being targeted for death. This is direct discrimination. This is insane.
I will tell you, Alex, we have thousands of people that we're representing in California who fought against the mandate for the vaccine and were fired because of it. Hundreds and hundreds of which are with the healthcare industry. They knew better and they said no. They based it on their religious beliefs, a very solid and important foundational belief. They said no to the COVID vaccine and they're fired for it. And so it's so aggressive and the coercion is so evident. It's just right out there. And that's why we know for sure that there will be more of this. And it is absolute discrimination when someone exercises their sincerely held religious beliefs against something and they say, I don't want this, the First Amendment, the first of the amendments, and it's disregarded by whoever's in authority, particularly in California, all over the place. We represent first responders up and down the state. The city of Los Angeles is out of control. The county of Los Angeles is out of control. Santa Clara County, all of these locations forcing people to take medical care that they don't want.
And I want to commend you for what you're doing because you guys are at the tip of the spear. But I am seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. All over, courts are ruling, governments are backing off, the military's backing off, the forced injection. So thanks to the lawyers, the heroes like you guys, and the family stepping forward, I'm starting to see some traction against them, or is that not accurate?
I agree with you there. We had that recent settlement, Liberty Counsel, on behalf of 500 employees, entered into a class action suit, got a settlement with the hospital, and got the people back to work. So we're seeing certain organizations realize, hey, this might not be the best way to go in terms of treating our employees and treating people in general when we deny their religious liberty. So I think we are seeing some traction, but I think what's really important to highlight from all this, and this is for all the listeners, the attorneys can only file the suit if the client steps up and says, I'm ready to step in the fray. I'm just using the law and what I've been, you know, trained to do over the years to fight for them.
But well, I guarantee you, Alex Stein told this story 6 months on my show. It's why he's become he was not even a public figure. He's become a phenomenon. They killed his mother. The story you tell is the same story.
Yeah. And it's the people and the families, they feel so intimidated by the authority figures that do this to them. They don't step out. They feel like they are going to be taken out. And these families in Fresno, I don't want to put their names out there. It's on the complaint. People can go. But we want to protect them. They're stepping out, and they want so that Michael and I can go about and tell their stories for them.
That's right. Stay there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you get upset, if you get excited to fight tyranny, it's game over. And this remdesivir is another thing Fauci's done that is so evil, just like he did with AZT that would kill people with HIV. It's game over for them. And these guys have filed so many suits. They're having such big success with the firefighters and police and medical workers in California and other states. It's just so incredibly important that you support them. Now, I know you've given out your give, send, go, and that's great. And you guys are traveling the country battling, and people should support you. But what's a website for the law firms, for people out there that lost family members that need to call you so we can get the ball rolling?
Alex, they can go to my website. It's WL-LLP.com, WL-LLP.com. Go to the contact tab. And in there, you'll see a two drop-down items. One, if you need legal help regarding the mandates for the COVID vaccine, and then two, legal help regarding remdesivir. There's an intake form. You can fill that out. And we're assembling those by state first, and then within California and Nevada, where I'm licensed, and then Kentucky next. And then we're going to try and find attorneys across the country to get other help for these people. So that would be where I'd recommend they go to get on the list to get some help.
What was it like for both of you men, just to personalize it, when you, it's hard to believe this is going on, but it is, What was you said it was the young lady, the nurse being murdered in front of you. For you, Dan Watkins, what was your process like in this?
Yeah, I practiced. This is my 30th year of practice in law, 29 years. I've been looking for something to do, but never really had the time and really the compulsion to investigate it. Well, my son became a victim of the mandates in California as a senior at one of the state schools, and we wanted to fight against that, and that was my step off into this.
So you have a real skin in the game.
Yeah, that's what started it, and we helped a bunch of college students just trying to get into it, and then right after that, the Department of Public Health in California issued its mandate against healthcare workers. And I will tell you that it is nothing short of God's doing this. He put all these people in front of me, and one step after another, I met nurse after nurse. And
wait till Alex Stein gets on board.
yeah, no doubt. It's been amazing. And so in the last year, we've been able to help so many Americans fight for the fundamental rights of the First Amendment, their religious liberties, their medical autonomy, the rights to privacy, 14th Amendment due process. I mean, such important things.
This is a tyrannical medical tyranny revolution.
100%. And you're seeing it just, I mean, they don't even hide it anymore. Newsom, Garcetti, the LA County Board of Supervisors, it's just right out there. They don't hide it. They just tell you have to.
If the fentanyl won't kill you, the remdesivir will.
They're going to push it. Get you guys in there for COVID treatment. If you're unvaccinated, you get a different course of care, and you're off with remdesivir. And even if you haven't been vaccinated, they do it.
For me, that's the big takeaway, the organized policy all over the world. But the fact that they're discriminating against the unvaccinated, that right there is a smoking gun.
That's what we're hearing. These are the stories we're hearing, that if you're unvaccinated, you are on a fast track to your own room and intubation and problems with remdesivir.
All right, we got 7 minutes left. Both men split this up in closing comments.
Well, I want to say, Alex, that we are really thankful to have the support of folks like Dr. Lee Vliet, who has a foundation called Truth for Health Foundation. She has been in Arizona saving people from the hospital, fighting this against remdesivir for quite some time, and she has generously donated to help pay for some of the initial expenses, but we have such a long way to go and so much money to raise. It's heartbreaking.
Wars cost money. We either roll over and die or people can start getting their checkbooks out. It's that simple.
That's right.
And roll over and die, folks, or spend money. It's not hard to figure out.
We have people who have gotten on our gifts and go and given us $10. People don't have a lot, but if a lot of people give something, it's a way to fight this battle.
If one ant stands up, they might all stand up.
That's right. Courageous is contagious, as April Moss likes to say. We were on her show the other day, and it's just when people hear other people standing up for what's right, then they have a temptation to stand up themselves.
Well, it's just the balls of Fauci and these people. He does the same crime over and over again. A treatment for a disease is worse than disease. And he blocks good treatments, therapeutics.
Right. That's right. Stuff that works. Ivermectin works. There's a state in India.
There's a new Canadian government study they suppressed that they knew it worked 2 years ago.
Well, and the CDC funded the original Ebola study. They were one of the funding. The NIH was one of the funding.
So they knew it killed people. It didn't work, so they picked it.
That's right.
Cold-blooded bastards.
Yep.
Dan?
Well, I'm just going to spend the last few words and say that this is really God's fight for me and Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're stepping out, we're doing it with him behind us. And we go forward and we ask other – what we really need to do. You've hit it on the head. People across the country need to start speaking out. And so when we're on our Zoom calls with the clients that we're dealing with, on whether it's a mandate or remdesivir, or whether we've also started to go after gender transition and the complete atrocities that are occurring there, people need to stand up and speak their heart and speak their values against all of this. And we need to do it all at once. And we're seeing people find some courage to do that more and more as they see and hear these stories. So people need to talk and tell the stories and get over the idea that it's some kind of conspiracy theory, because it's not. And I'll tell you, if we just go back 2 years ago, 3 years ago, somebody ran this by me, I get it. Maybe that's what's going on. But it is happening, and I'm living it, and I'm seeing it, and I want people to hear this is what's going on. I'm not part of any establishment anywhere. I'm just some guy at a law office in Orange County, California, And we're out there now. I'm seeing this, and it's a mind blower. So we stepped off for the Lord. We're going forward with the Lord. And if any attorneys are out there and they're feeling any nudging from him to get involved, say yes. Get involved. Let him use you. This fight is worth it because this is going to be the first of many, and we are in trouble if people do not start speaking out and standing up for what they believe and pushing back against this tyranny. We need to do it. You're right. The numbers will win if we can all do it.
Well, you just said it. We can't defeat evil, but if we take action, God through us will. You want to close this out, Michael?
That's right. This, you know, our forefathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to fight tyranny, and they were not up against anything like we're up against today. It's time to stop quoting our founding fathers and become the founding fathers and mothers for our grandchildren. And, you know, we see a great evil in the country. Dan and I never asked ourselves, how are we going to get paid? Should we do this? We just said, our God is greater than this great evil. How can we not do it? And we just stepped into the fight, and that's where we are today.
Again, how do people contact you guys? How do they support you again?
So givesandgo.com/Fresno Remdesivir Death. My website is cornerstoneattorney.com. Dan's website is a little more organized to receive information at this time, and contacting either one of us is as good as contacting the other.
All right. Well, we know it. I mean, day one, they said it would kill people. It didn't work, so they did it. It's just we have to get past the point of just why would they do it? Because they're not like us. We wouldn't do this. Most people aren't like this. 98% of us aren't like this. There's a few percentage points that are sociopaths, even smaller percentages that are truly evil, and they know what they're doing. They think it's funny. They think we're gullible, and they think we're going to take it. But we're not going to take it. And I can tell you, next Tuesday, Alex Stein hosts the show, and I live in Connecticut, these show trials. So you guys are going to be back here with him in studio, and I just really appreciate how you're taking action.
Alex, thank you so much for having us on today.
All right, we're going to break in a moment. I'll say bye to you guys. Speaking of the devil, money. I can't run this war against the Democratic Party in the deep state without your support. And, hey, it's all in God's hands. We were insolvent 6 months ago and $5 million behind. We got a donation that covered it without me even saying the number. So we have our own satellites, our own bandwidth, everything we're doing, toe-to-toe with the globalists. Everything I've got's been dumped into this. If you believe this fight's where you should be, get products you already need. Because let me tell you, this whole fall and winter coming up, you want DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10. You want the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for your immune system. You want the Linus Pauling formula of vitamin C, 1,100% of what you need daily, and the zinc to supercharge your body, 50% off in the immune supercharger combo pack, and that's what funds our operation, InfoWarsStore.com. So it's very, very simple. You know, most revolutionaries kidnap people and rob banks for money. I'm not doing that. I'm just selling vitamins, T-shirts, and books and films. But I can tell you, I don't want to lay off an employee. I don't want to back down. I want to expand in the face of these people. But we will implode very shortly without your support. But I know God's going to come through in the end. God just keeps me right there on empty to keep me true and to show me it's God that's doing it. So I'm just waiting for the next miracle, and you are that miracle. InfoWarsStore.com, the new Teddy Roosevelt fundraiser coin, 1776coin.com, and we have the number one book in the world. And yeah, I'll probably get $2 million next few months. I'm going to dump it right into here. That's what they're saying. I'm protecting you about $2 million the next 3-4 months. Great. It ain't here yet. So go get the book at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the signed copy that has a big markup to fund the operation as a fundraiser. Get your signed copy of The Great Reset of the World at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. All right. I want to thank our amazing guests for joining us. Jay Dyer and more straight ahead.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.